If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, unemployment numbers out yesterday. Basically 33%. I don't know why we keep saying 32.9. A third of the country is unemployed. Horrific.
Well, you're quite right. The reason why we round up the numbers, but statisticians are typically very particular about the detail in the numbers that they share. But you're quite right. 8.2 million South Africans are unemployed. That was the update that we saw from StatsSA yesterday regarding the unemployment figures, which does show that it has increased from the fourth quarter of last year. But what's important for us to also recognize, Sizwe, is that this is an ongoing concern and trend in South Africa. We probably get bogged down by the numbers, but in an interview we had with representative from StatsSA yesterday, there were key themes that really stood out. The fact that typically every quarter there are seasonal adjustments or shifts that actually influence the jobs numbers. If you look at the last quarter, given the fact that we have a lot of retail activity, increased activity in the hospitality space, this is where a lot of South Africans are able to find work temporarily within these environments as waitresses or supporting the hospitality space through various levels of trade and activity, including retail spending. In the first quarter, though, we also see that there's a heightened number of individuals, largely graduates and those who might have matriculated the year before, who then find themselves in the job market without any opportunities that they can quickly tap into. One of the key things or metrics that also we need to be worried about as South Africans is the fact that the rate of unemployed graduates over the last 5 years has actually increased. The number and figure typically set at about 8%, and now that's shifting to below 12%. So shows that there's a burgeoning youth population that does remain unemployed, despite the fact that they do have the most basic undergraduate skills and capabilities that are available. So it's still one that we will continue to discuss on an ongoing effort in South Africa. And unfortunately, some does seem as though some of the policy interventions are lackluster in terms of assisting us to meet the targets that we've set for ourselves to reduce unemployment and, of course, improve inequality.
Yeah. Now, this whole show, we're having a discussion, and the discussions just happen to be legal matters. The first hour was Janus Walus, second hour was Pastor Omotoso. There was a listeriosis outbreak a few years ago. I can't even remember, maybe 5 years ago. It's so long ago now. And that case, well, it led to a class action suit being filed, which has now been settled. Can you tell us about that?
100%. It actually is a while ago. 2017, 2018. So these are pre-pandemic days where we had the concern around the listeriosis outbreak. And this was largely within pork or poultry, pork products, largely manufactured from the likes of institutions like Tiger Brands. It did cause, unfortunately, 218 deaths and more than 1,000 infections. And as you mentioned, a class action lawsuit. Now, we're used to those taking place within the mining fraternity. If you think about a large number of cases where individuals were hurt by chest infections and other health implications. But this one is very different within the FMCG space in South Africa. Tiger Brands has confirmed that despite the ongoing court battles, they are going to settle this particular case for those who have been impacted. For the moment, though, there's still no clarity on the figure or the final amount that they will pay and settle to those who have been impacted. But if anything, I do think this actually shows a shift in the dynamic of consumer protection, fast-moving consumer goods, as well as consumer security when it comes to the legalities of class-action lawsuits in South Africa. We'll still probe them a little further to try and squeeze out a number from them when we interview them on Kaya Biz later this week.
And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, since Trump is sorting out his relationship with China, the UK, and even at the Saudi Arabia investment conference, the markets are loving him. He's someone who's great for business when he says the right things and brings about a level of consistency. As a result, the All Share Index will open up at 92,638 points today. Currency-wise, we're still fairly stable. 1832 to the greenback, 2437 to the British pound, and 2049 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.